with Paul Harris filling in for McGraw at 7:49. Thanks for listening. So every once in a while you hear some community in America that has decided that kids shouldn't be selling lemonade from a fold-up table in the front yard. Over the weekend in my neighborhood, we had three of these tables suddenly appear. And when my daughter was about 10 years younger than she is now, she and her friends did the same thing, which, you know, really involves mom or dad going to the store, getting the ingredients, helping to make this stuff in the kitchen, and then sending the kids out to the corner, keeping an eye on them at all times, and hoping the drivers come by on a hot day and not only want some cool refreshment, but also will think it's cute that little kids are out there selling lemonade, and give them a quarter or 50 cents, a dollar, whatever it may be. We actually were smart enough to send my daughter out there on a day when it was really hot and there were people in the neighborhood working on the roads. You know, a couple hours of laying down some tar in a stinking hot St. Louis day can drive a man to a powerful thirst, and little girls with lemonade can help quench that thirst for a pretty inexpensive price there without them having to leave the corner and the job. And they've always been very generous in our neighborhood about that sort of thing. But then you have the big, mean government officials who come by and say, girls, you don't have a permit for that. And it's not just lemonade that they crack down on. There's a story out of Hazelwood of 16-year-old Caitlin Mills and Abigail Mills, her sister, who had been selling not lemonade, but Girl Scout cookies from their driveway, until the city officials told them that there's a city law that says you can't do that. And so they cracked down on them, and the case actually went to court last Friday, and the girls lost. Dave Rowland, who's the girls' attorney and the director of litigation at the Freedom Center of Missouri, joins me now here on KTRS to talk about this ridiculous waste of government time. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Doing all right. Eager to kind of tell people about this story. You know, it's one that I think people need to know about.
So what's the law that Hazelwood has been trying to enforce here?
Well, what they say that they're trying to enforce is a prohibition on certain home occupations. So the law really kind of aims at jobs that you might do out of your home, and it says that some jobs you're not allowed to do at all, and others you have to get a government license for. They're saying that this ordinance prohibits any kind of sales out of the home. And the way that they're trying to apply it, it would apply not only to cookie stands, but also apparently to Tupperware sales or Mary Kay cosmetics or selling things on eBay or Craigslist.
So, yeah, I have a business license from the town that I live in because I operate a business out of my home and make some money doing that. Somebody who runs a business on a full-time, regular basis probably should need that. I mean, it's a fee that the government's going to charge you. And, okay, that's fine. It's the price of doing business. But for an occasional business like this, isn't it a little bit over the top for them to say, you didn't come down to City Hall, fill out a form, pay us $75 or whatever, which, by the way, will be more than your profits from this entire enterprise will be, and because of that, we're going to shut you down. Isn't that a little bit too big a boot for the government to be bringing down on teenagers?
That is our perspective exactly, and that's what we're trying to get the court to listen to. And that's one of the things that's so ironic about what happened on Friday, because the court didn't actually get to the substance of what we were saying. The girls want to say you shouldn't have to get a license to have a cookie stand like this, and the court said, go try and get a license, and then maybe I'll hear your arguments. And the whole point of the lawsuit is they don't want a license. Why should they have to go and try and get one before the court's going to hear their arguments? But that's what the court said they needed to do. So we're going to ask the court to reconsider. We're going to show them some additional case law showing why the court can go ahead and hear the substance of their arguments right now, that they shouldn't have to go and apply for this useless, unwanted license before the court hears their arguments, and hopefully she'll change her mind.
All right, Dave, let's just stop for just a second here. Let's stop saying the court. Let's stop saying city officials. Let's name names. Who's responsible for this? Who is it who dismissed the lawsuit? What's the judge's name?
The judge that we're in front of is Judge Maura McShane in the St. Louis County Courts.
Mm-hmm.
And the city has enlisted four high-priced attorneys to defend its authority.
What?
Crack down on these
plaintiffs. Whoa. Four high-priced attorneys? We're not just talking about the regular Hazelwood City attorney here?
Right. No, that's correct. The regular Hazelwood City attorney is Kevin O'Keefe. And then they went out and they hired the reigning 2011 Municipal Lawyer of the Year for the St. Louis area, Mr. John Hessel. And then each of those two guys has an associate working with them. And as far as we know, all of them being paid by the city of Hazelwood to make sure that citizens are not allowed to have lemonade stands or cookie stands out in front of their house.
Oh, I hope our listeners in Hazelwood have their blood boiling right now, because that's your tax dollars in action right there. Tell me if you can. I know you're fighting for Caitlin and Abigail, and you're doing your work pro bono for them.
Correct.
I'm sure the attorneys on the other side are not doing their work pro bono, but put on their hat for a second. Make their argument, or tell me what their argument was in front of the judge.
So the argument in front of the judge is, and you need to understand what the role of the city attorneys is in this, they're trying to prevent the court from hearing this at pretty much any cost. They want this case thrown out. They don't want the judges to deal with the substance of the arguments. And so they said, if someone in a city disagrees with the way that a law has been interpreted, they don't get to go to the courts. They have to first go to the Board of Zoning Adjustment in this case. But basically they said that Hazelwood has set up a Board of Zoning Adjustment, so if someone doesn't like the way a zoning law is being enforced, you have to go and talk to the Board of Zoning Adjustment first. Well, that makes sense if you've got a dispute about whether a property sits in one zone or another, or if you're talking about, do we get a permit? Do we get a variance? That's what the Board of Zoning Adjustment is for. And what we pointed out to the judge is, you know, look, we're not asking for a permit. We don't want a license. There's no dispute over whether this house is in a residential area. We're asking a question of law. And when you've got just a simple question of law, that's what the courts are for. And there are a number of Missouri Supreme Court cases that say if all you're asking are questions of law, then you don't have to jump through these bureaucratic hoops. But unfortunately, at least so far, the judge has not been open to that argument. So we're going to try one more time to try and get her to see that courts have been really clear. You don't have to jump through all these hoops. And we're kind of going to ask her, what exactly are they supposed to take in front of the Board of Adjustment? You know, I mean, how do you even go to a board and tell them what you want if you're not asking for a license or a permit? We honestly don't know. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of an answer she gives us on that. And maybe she'll have an idea for how the family can go in front of this Board of Zoning Adjustment without seeking a license. But right now it seems like she's saying, go and try and get a license that you don't want before I'll even hear your legal case.
Dave, I can't off the top of my head name the mayor of Hazelwood or anybody on the city council there, but would they have the authority to tell the city attorney and these attorneys for hire, you know what, knock it off, leave these girls alone? If they want to sell Girl Scout cookies next February, let them do it. Don't bust any kids selling lemonade or anybody having a bake sale in their yard. This is a waste of government resources and taxpayer dollars. Is there somebody in authority who can say knock it off?
Absolutely. I mean, the city officials in Hazelwood have that authority. And one of the things I thought was kind of funny was at one point Mr. Hessel, one of the attorneys for the city, was being interviewed, and he said, well, you know, really we're in a lose-lose situation because we've got this law and we have to enforce it. And my immediate thought was, no, you don't have to. You know, the city officials can say this is not what this law was intended for, or if they think that really this is what the law prohibits, the city officials can go back and change the law. You know, they can say, by the way, this is not to be construed to shut down kids running concession stands in their front yard. it's not a difficult fix.
No, it's...
You know, I think it's really just a question of pride. They took a public stand on this, and they don't really want to admit that they're wrong.
Yeah.
And so, you know, personally, I think that would be the best solution for everybody. Just let the city admit that they made a mistake in this case and let the girls have their cookie stand and everyone can be happy.
Yeah, prosecutorial discretion and common sense should come into play here. Dave, thanks for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Dave Rowland from the Freedom Center of Missouri representing Abigail and Caitlin Mills pro bono in this case against the city of Hazelwood.